Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 18 January, 2026, Romans.
As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer. Thank you. Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, in Romans 8, 28 to 30, we have the five steps to glory. Now in Romans 8, 31 to 39, we have five challenges. And the first challenge was opposition in verse 31. What then are we to conclude to these things? Romans 8, 28 to 30. If God is for us, first class condition, and he is for us, who is against us? That's the first challenge, opposition. Second challenge is encouragement, verse 32. And we've exegeted part of verse 32. The God, God the Father, who did not even spare his own Son, the eternal Son of God. But, and that's as far as we've gone. But delivered him up for us all. We have the conjunction Allah plus the aorist active indicative of paradidomi plus the accusative singular of autos and the prepositional phrase huper plus the genitive plural of pos and the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego. Well, our old friend Allah, the strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek, Allah. And Allah is correctly translated, but, and it sets up a contrast, but what we're separating here is the phrase not sparing his son with imputing the world's sins to him and judging the world's sins in him on the cross. And then the verb paradidomi. Looks like that in the Greek, P-A-R-A-D-I-D, long O-M-I, para, didomi. Couple of things on this verb. Literally, para didomi means to hand over, or to give over, or to deliver. That's literally. Point two, this verb is a technical term. It was a technical term for law enforcement and courts handing over someone into custody. So it was a technical term for law enforcement and courts handing someone over into custody. Point three, in relationship to Jesus Christ, it means to deliver over to suffering, to death, to judgment. In relationship to Christ, it means to deliver over to suffering, to death, to judgment. And autos is him, and him is the Lord Jesus Christ in hypostatic union. He was always the eternal Son of God. But in that magnificent operation grace, God the Father required His eternal Son, to leave heaven, take on true humanity, that miracle of the very first Christmas, the miracle Messiah, the eternal Son of God. The Father planned that He had to take on true humanity, to go to a cross, to be delivered over to judgment, the sins of the world poured out on Him, and the sins of the world judged in Him, so that anyone, any place, anywhere, through simple faith in Christ, can receive the gift of eternal life. This is grace because none of us earned it or deserved it in any way. We were spiritually dead, totally depraved. But this is the virtue love of God the Father and God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have paradidomi, and then we have the preposition huper. H-U-P-E-R, huper. And just a couple of things on huper, because this is missed by most pastors because they just don't study from the original languages, and so they miss out on all of these concepts and doctrines. The preposition huper means for. It means on behalf of. It means as a substitute. This a substitute for. Huper means as a substitute for. Two, huper is the preposition of substitutionary atonement. Substitutionary atonement. Three, the object of the preposition huper is the genitive plural of pos, all, plus the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego, ego, of us, all of us, all of us. So we have the God, God the Father, who did not even spare His own Son, the eternal Son of God, but on behalf of all of us, He delivered Him over to judgment. He's God. He's the eternal Son of God, who willingly, when the Father designed Operation Grace, the cross, the eternal Son of God said, "Yes, sir, I'll do it." The genuine humility of the eternal Son of God. And He knew what it meant. He knew what was included to carry this out, the incarnation plan that the Father had for Him. He knew it meant He had to leave heaven, leave glory. He knew He had to humble Himself and take on true humanity. He knew that He would be rejected by His own people, treated as a common criminal, laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, spat upon, thorns crushed on His head. He knew He would have to carry His own cross to Golgotha. He knew He would be beaten to the point His closest friends could not even recognize Him. And He knew that when He got to the cross, He would be crucified. But what was most amazing of all, He knew that while He was on the cross, God the Father would gather up the sins of the whole world, your sins, my sins, and pour them out on Christ and judge them in Him for 3 hours. And He screamed and screamed and screamed because my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the Psalms tell us, because you're holy, that's why. And a holy God cannot allow sinful man into heaven. So all of our sins, he took our place. He was our substitute. He was sinless perfection. He was the Lamb of God without spot and without blemish. He did not commit even one sin. He had to be sinless perfection, impeccable, or we have no Savior. And the greatest test of all was while he was on the cross and the sins of the whole world were poured out on him and then judged in him. That's what's included in this preposition, substitutionary atonement, huper. So the God, God the Father, who did not even spare his own Son, the eternal Son of God, but on behalf of all of us, he delivered him over to judgment. To judgment on the cross. Turn over to Romans 5:8. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrated his own love toward us. And this is his virtue love toward us. This is his impersonal love for all of us. In spiritual death and totally depraved, he loved us with infinite virtue love. Impersonal love for all. But God demonstrated his own love toward us. Impersonal love for the whole world. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. Huper. Christ died as a substitute for us. He took our place. He died in place of us, instead of us, on behalf of us. Huper, plus the genitive. So, one, Jesus Christ was our substitute on the cross. Jesus Christ was our substitute on the cross. And he received the imputation and judgment of all of our sins. Your sins, my sins, the sins of the entire world, every member of humanity. Those who would believe in Christ and those who would not. Unlimited atonement. He didn't just die for those, the sins of those who would believe in him. He died for the sins of the whole world. And that meant God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repent. God would love to see every member of the human race place their faith in Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. And Jesus Christ and his amazing humility, genuine humility to carry out the incarnation plan. His tremendous virtue love when he's on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Impersonal love for all. You see, I'd have been on the cross, I'd have said, Father, take them all out. Just do it slow. Shoot the left knee out and shoot the right knee out. And then the heart and the head. But I'm not God. And I'm certainly not impeccable and sinless perfection. But then, none of us are. So Jesus Christ was our substitute on the cross, and he received the imputation and judgment of all of our sins, yours and mine. 2, God the Father imputed all the sins in human history to Christ on the cross. Unlimited atonement. God the Father imputed all the sins in the history of the human race to Christ on the cross. 3, then the justice of God the Father judged every single one of them. He judged every single one of them in Jesus Christ on the cross. 4, this resulted in our so great salvation, which is open to the entire human race, to anyone, any place, anywhere who simply believes in Jesus Christ. Turn over to 1 Peter 3:18. 1 Peter 3:18. First Peter 3:18, because Christ also died once for our sins, the righteous one, absolute righteousness, the righteous one as a substitute for who pair, the righteous one as a substitute for the unrighteous one. And we are the unrighteous ones. In order that he might bring us to God, having been put to death in the flesh, but made alive by means of the Spirit. So, 1, the phrase the righteous one describes our Lord Jesus Christ as the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The phrase the righteous one describes our Lord Jesus Christ as the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Two, as our substitute, Jesus Christ had to be perfect in order to be qualified to be judged for the sins of the world. As our substitute, huper plus the genitive, as our substitute, Jesus Christ had to be perfect to be qualified to be judged for the sins of the world. 3, the perfect humanity of Christ remained impeccable during the entire time he was being judged for our sins. The perfect humanity of Christ remained impeccable during the entire time he was being judged for our sins. Four, as the Lamb of God, without spot and without blemish, he was greatly tempted to sin as never before as he bore our sins on the cross. As the Lamb of God, without spot and without blemish, he was greatly tempted to sin as never before as he bore our sins on the cross. 5, and there are 2 reasons why our Lord remained perfect as the righteous one. He was sustained by the omnipotence of God the Holy Spirit. He was sustained by the omnipotence of God the Holy Spirit. And he utilized the omnipotent Word of God in his heart, specifically the problem-solving device of plus H. Hebrews 12, verse 2, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy, plus H, set before him, the problem-solving device of plus H that he had in his heart. He grew up in the grace and truth of the Word of God. And he lived the first unique spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit. Who for the joy, the plus H that he had in his heart, set before him. He endured the cross, scorning its shame. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So 6, Jesus Christ as our substitute took our place. Jesus Christ as our substitute took our place. 7, the fact that Christ remained righteous while bearing our sins is what made the suffering so intense. The fact that Christ remained righteous while bearing our sins is what made the suffering so intense. Eight, Jesus Christ brought us to God through his saving work on the cross. Jesus Christ brought us to God through his saving work on the cross by becoming a substitute for us. Huper plus the genitive. By becoming a substitute for us. By taking our place in substitutionary atonement. By becoming a substitute for us, huper plus the genitive, by taking our place in substitutionary atonement. So, verse 32 says, the God, God the Father, who did not even spare his own Son, the eternal Son of God, but on behalf of all of us, he delivered him over to judgment. And then the next phrase, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Hoo-ah. Come back next Sunday if you want to get that one. Father, we thank you for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.